You're listening to Millcaster Tales, brought to you by knowhownonprofit.org.
It'll Have to Be Quick, Part 2. Last Friday evening, Jim, the director of VAM, Voluntary Action Millcaster, goes past the office and is angry to see all the lights on. Meanwhile, Florian, newly appointed assistant director, is swamped with work and ignoring the needs of his team, who look like they're going to miss an important deadline. From Jim at vam.org.uk to all.staff@vam.org.uk. Subject: Important. Energy saving. I was shocked and annoyed to see all the lights on when I passed the office on Friday night. What a waste. This must not happen again. The last person in the office must take responsibility and ensure all lights are off. Think carbon footprint. Jim. There's a fair bit of chatter about Jim's email. A couple of people pass his office door saying, "It wasn't me, Jim." Florian reads the email guiltily. He was at work till 10 p.m. last Friday. Deciding whether to go and admit this to Jim, he checks his mail and notices a long list of unread messages, several flagged important, including one from B from last week. All thoughts of coming clean are forgotten. Later that morning, Jim does his regular Monday walk round the office, chatting to everyone he meets. He sees B making a coffee. "I was expecting to see the capacity builder's report on my desk this morning, B," he says dryly. B looks uncomfortable and is silent. Finally, she blurts out, "Ask Florian." B immediately regrets saying this. "We're going to get into trouble. I've only ever seen Jim lose his temper once. Wasn't nice," she thinks. Jim's puzzled. He goes out for his daily lunchtime ramble along the canal to mull things over. Angie, who was always careful and helpful, seems to be permanently miserable. B doesn't seem to be doing the work she was so good at, and didn't he hear her shouting at someone last week? And where is that capacity builder's report? He thinks with irritation. The final copy has to be submitted by Wednesday, and he wants VAM's report to be really good. "Ah," Jim says aloud as an idea dawns on him. Jim asks Florian to come to his room. He arrives looking tired. "How are things going? With your team, I mean," Jim asks. "Cool, no worries there," Florian replies, rather too quickly. Jim pauses, then asks quietly, "B and Angie missed a deadline for the capacity builder's report this morning. B said I should speak to you." Florian goes even paler and rubs his forehead. "God," he thinks. "Never got back to B and Angie on Friday. Completely forgot." "Were you working here late last Friday night, Flor?" Jim continues, rather coldly. Well, I was a bit of catching up. Meant to come and say it was me, but, Florian looks down and then says quietly, "My fault about the report from B and Angie being late." Jim ignores this. "I notice that almost everything that comes from your team seems to come via you, Flor." Florian doesn't respond. "Are you passing on enough to Angie and B? You've got to delegate. And they always had their own work areas. Even you can't do the work of three, Flor." "It's been hard," Florian says defensively, looking up, his voice rising. I know just how I want things done. It takes so long to explain, might just as well do it myself. A bit of a control freak, I know, but, he swallows. When I got promoted, I wanted our team to be awesome. Then I kept finding things I knew I could do better, and more quickly. Well, I thought so anyway. So I just kept doing more and more stuff. It's got a bit out of hand. Jim sighs and shakes his head. Have you looked at B and Angie recently? Completely miserable. Now it looks like we